Welcome to Church Media HQ. Today's episode is different because it's technically not an episode of Church Media HQ. That's right. It is the first installment to an all-new podcast called Connection Culture. You can head over and find this on Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts. But we wanted to share the first episode with you on Church Media HQ. So let's get to the first episode of Connection Culture.
So when's the last time you got on Twitter or Facebook and you did not see nasty tweets, posts, and comments? When did you open your news app on your phone and read an article that actually brought a smile to your face or gave you some sense of joy? Have you ever been scrolling through Instagram endlessly and just getting discouraged and maybe jealous, envious, because your life doesn't seem to be living up to those that you follow? Yeah, media can be kind of toxic. And while some are going to argue that the problem is media itself, the true issue is actually much deeper. You see, when we take a step back from that term media, we realize that media is actually not about media. It's about something much more important. It's not about the actual movies, TV shows, social networking platforms, and so on and so forth. It's actually about connection. Media seeks to connect you with others. Social media, for example, connects you with those that you care about, and many times, those with which you do not really care about. When you watch some type of movie or streaming series, you get connected with people that are very often portraying fictional characters existing in fictional stories. However, you connect with them. Media is about connection. And in a society where we seem to be more connected than ever, we're actually constantly exposed to toxic communication and negative messaging. Well, this show wants to be different. We create positive content and provide helpful insight so that you and your family can navigate this media-driven culture and actually discover meaningful and authentic connection. Now, if you're still with me, then I think I know something about you. You actually care about what you consume and how you connect. You aren't just going to blindly follow politicians, big studios, tech giants, or mainstream news outlets. No, you might appreciate some of what they put out, but by no means are you buying into their agenda. And you and I probably share a common belief, and that is this, that this power of connection can actually be used for good. And we'd love nothing more than to see it used to increase truth and inspire hope in the lives of others. If I'm describing you, then let me tell you this, you are in the right place, and I am so glad you're here. My name is Luke Clayton, and this is Connection Culture. Well, hey, welcome to Connection Culture. I am Luke Clayton, and I am so glad that you are a part of the very first episode of this all new content. It's available on podcast. We've got it on YouTube. We might be throwing it out there on Facebook. Wherever you are watching or listening, subscribe. Also, if you are watching, like this video because it helps it get seen by others like you. And we are just starting, so it's going to be very, very helpful if you go over to Apple Podcast. You say, I don't listen. I don't use Apple Podcast. And still, it's an app there. It's on your phone, most likely. Go over to Apple Podcast. Leave us a 5-star review and let us know what you think. This is going to help the content get seen again by other people. So if you find this content helpful,
doing all these things, sharing or rating and reviewing, and then also sharing. Sharing is really helpful. Liking and sharing. Facebook, especially, their almighty algorithms love it when we do this. They love seeing videos liked and shared. And as they will reward us for that by kind of putting our content there in these videos that we're putting out, they will allow them to be seen by others. And so that would really help us out if you could like and share and let someone know. Or if you want to share the old-fashioned way by sending them a text or an email or telling them about it, using a, I don't know, maybe some type of carrier pigeon. I don't care how you do it. Just tell people about Connection Culture, because we are looking to create positive content and provide helpful insight so that you and your family and other families can navigate this media-driven culture and discover authentic and meaningful connection. That's the goal. And so if you want to help others in our mission to do that, all you got to do, like and share. So we'd really appreciate that. So this idea of connection. So we've introduced the concept that media is actually not about media. It's about connection. Media is just designed to connect us with other people, with others that we like, others that we don't like. It connects us with people on screen, whether they are actual real people or portraying fictional characters, and they connect us. And we've always been connected by media. And you say, well, no, we haven't, because 100 years ago we didn't have media. Well, that's where you're wrong, because you have to understand what media is. Media is actually the plural of the word medium. And so what that means is that it's simply a conduit. It's a channel. It's an outlet. It's a way to transfer information, data, or in this case, connection from one person to another. So if you're right now, the way we often connect is through a tiny screen. Well, if you rewind about 50 years ago, well, we chose to connect on a much bigger screen that sat in our living room, the television, or maybe even the radio. And those mediums still exist to this day. And that was kind of a primary way of connecting back then. Well, if you go back 100 years from now, before all of what we would consider modern technology and screens and things like that, people were still connecting. They were connecting by way of very often the printed page. They were connecting through newspapers and books. And again, these mediums, the printed page, has transcended time, and many people are still connecting in that way. That's all media is, though. It's a literally a connection tool. It's a medium between one person and another, between an author and a reader, between a producer and a viewer, between a creator and a consumer. And that is very important to understand. Because media would love nothing more than for you to just mindlessly consume it without really thinking about it. And the truth is that we have to be conscious in the way that we consume media content and all types of content, because ultimately it shapes the way we connect, which ultimately shapes our culture. Connection shapes culture. Well, how does that happen? Well, think about this. There was a time when the only way, if you didn't like someone, the only way to let them know and to express what you thought about them was to physically travel to their location, get in their face, and say, I don't like you, and here's why. And as you can imagine, most people tend to be non-confrontational, so that wasn't a very, it happened, but it wasn't as commonplace as fast forward to now. If you don't like someone, all you got to do, again, is pull this tiny screen out of your pocket, open up Twitter or Facebook or whatever it may be, and just let them know what you think. And you could do that many times without ever having to confront them personally, or without really ever truly knowing who they are. And we've really seen in recent years in particular the negative impact of this level of connection, how that's negatively impacted our culture. Think about cancel culture. Think about tweet storms. Think about all of these just really threatening and harmful ways that people have chosen to connect. And on the one hand, it's really frightening. But on the other hand, it's actually really exciting, because the same connection ability can actually and is being used for good. There are TV shows, movies, other creators, content creators that exist that are using the same connection ability to produce and create and spread positive content and messaging. And that's what we're all about. We want to create that positive content, and we want to help you be a more conscious consumer and to be aware of what you consume and in turn how you connect, because that ultimately is how we are going to shape our culture. A lot of people think that the problems of our modern society are going to be solved maybe by having the right politicians or government officials. And while I do believe in the value of voting citizens, I dare say that our hope for us here as Americans does not lie in Washington, D.C. and our politicians. They've proven themselves to be ineffective at best over and over again. And it's not going to happen through some major change like that. It's going to change on the level of you and me, just the average, ordinary consumer. We are digital citizens, if you will. We have this ability to connect with people through social media and through these digital methods. And we have to be responsible in that. And we have to be responsible in the way we connect and what we consume. And that is what this is all about. So as we begin Connection Culture, as we begin this all new endeavor, again, thank you for joining us. And I am honored to have for these very first episodes, my good friend and the producer of this content, Bo Snyder. Bo and I are passionate about this idea of media and connection and how it can be used for good. And so let's get right to the first part of my conversation with producer of this content, Bo Snyder. Well, Bo, it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back
in the studio here.
Yeah, I miss it when we do it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
But it's good to be back. So.
Yeah, so I think we've probably talked about this it's sometime in the past, but a lot has changed for a lot of people.
Oh,
so
man,
I'm not
yes.
going to sit over here and act like, you know, we're the only ones experiencing changes that were brought about by the pandemic and the year 2020, which will live in infamy.
Yes.
And of course, now at this time, we're now in the 2021,
which is going to be so much better.
So much better.
Let's be optimistic here.
You know, a lot has changed over the past few, I guess, months,
sure.
The past year. And things are changing, if you will, for our business as a whole, the company,
oh, yeah.
The organization.
I think we've always said this when it comes to media, technology, things are always changing anyway,
mm-hmm.
But it's just been accelerated. I mean,
yeah.
It's like almost all business and calls are all Zoom calls. It's just kind of like everything has changed more so.
Yeah, I heard something the other day. And it was a great way of putting it. It was 2020, the year where we got 10 years of advancement in 1 year.
That's a pretty good way of putting it. It really is.
10-year, I don't know. Maybe it's a stretch, but it was a lot. You know, we're definitely living in a new, I shouldn't say new, because it's not like there were any new actual, like, breakthrough technologies or anything introduced. It's more of just how we're using them.
Right. I wish I would have bought stock in Zoom about 6 months ago.
Or yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know. No, you're absolutely right. It hasn't been, like I said, nothing has really come to the light. It's just like, oh, now we have to use more of what we've already had. And we've talked about that before with churches where, okay, now I really have to use live stream or mm-hmm. I don't really have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I swim or I sink.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Usually we get on here and we talk about churches.
Yeah.
And we love doing that.
Sure.
And we're still going to be doing much of that. But today's conversation is kind of a preview of a future, I guess, content channel and a new audience that we're going to try to reach. So about, I guess it was about a year ago, we actually, and this was pre-pandemic,
mm-hmm.
You and I have always talked about this, about these changes that we wanted to see. But about a year ago, we rebranded our church, what we do for churches, which must increase the name of the you know, the mother brand or whatever you want to call it, the original, you know, must increase.
The flagship.
Yes, yep, the flagship. There you go. Yep, mm-hmm. You know, we started that, and for years that was like the only brand we had. And then we changed, like I said, about this time last year, mm-hmm. to where we started pushing the brand Church Media HQ.
Yes.
And we did that for a couple of reasons. The probably the main reason is, as much as I love the name Must Increase, and it was picked as a name that's significant to me.
Sure.
It's for those who don't know, it's based on the verse John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease. Right. And we could maybe later we'll talk about, you know, why we've said that and everything, but or why we like that verse and why that kind of means something to me. But that's what it's based off of. But some people don't always make that connection. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that, you know, you really should. And what I've learned since founding, you know, the company with that name, is that it's always good to have a brand name that, just from a marketing perspective, that makes, you know, almost an instant connection.
Right.
And I always had to explain, you know, Must Increase, and you heard Must Increase, what's that? And of course, yeah. Those of you out there that have connected with me and with the organization over the years, you obviously, you know. So anyways, we changed it because of that. That was one of the biggest requests. Now, Church Media HQ, it's pretty clear,
right. Well, what we're all about. It kind of goes back to, we've always been big fans of StoryBrand.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
And there's so many businesses out there, and not, you know, just ones like us, but anything where the person that came up with it, they thought it was super clever, mm-hmm. but it's like, okay, I actually don't know what you do.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I totally get that with Church Media HQ. It's like, okay, anybody and everybody should know exactly what that is.
Like I said,
you should not have to explain anything there.
Yeah, it's so, basically, like I said, an instant connection. Yes. So you know, okay, yeah, that's what these guys are all about. Right. And so we started branding our podcast. Mm-hmm. We, you know, kind of did our branding, you know, with our website. We launched a website, Church Media HQ. And we've been, you know, channeling all of our church content, which is, up to this point, been exclusively for churches.
Right.
There. But the other reason, which is a bigger reason that we did that, is because and you and I have talked about this for a long time now, that one of the things that I wanted to do was to be able to broaden the audience,
right,
of the Must Increase kind of company.
Right. We, you know? We've always wanted to,
yeah,
but we felt like we put ourselves in a corner, didn't know how to kind of broaden.
Yeah. And so that was one thing. It was like, well, if Must Increase becomes synonymous with the church brand,
yeah,
well, that's going to present a challenge if we ever decide to broaden outside of it. So again, mm-hmm. that's why we said, okay, Church Media HQ, that is going to be where we do all of our church, you know, our content that we put out for churches, a lot of the services that we provide for churches are there, and that's not going away
sure.
at all. Man. In fact, we're going full steam ahead. We've already committed, and we followed through thus far. We are actually doubling our output on the Church Media HQ specific YouTube content and podcast content. We went from one episode.
Yeah.
We've been pretty consistent with two episodes. In fact, I think at this point of recording, we've been consistent with that every.
Yeah, so far so good.
You know, so far every week this year, and so we're committed to that. Well, now we introduce kind of a new channel, chapter, brand, whatever of Must Increase. And full disclosure, we actually, at the time of recording, we don't even know what we're going to call it.
Right, right. I'm super excited about this. I don't know what it's going to be called yet.
Yeah, we have some
ideas. We haven't had a brainstorm on that yet.
And whatever. So basically what we're looking at is the Must Increase, if for those who care, the hierarchy, the structure. Must Increase is a production company. We produce quality content that increases truth and inspires hope. That's what we do.
Right.
And how that is distributed, though, this is where these different kind of outlets of what we've, you know, of who we're reaching comes mm-hmm. in. So like I said, with churches. So we produce content that churches use, graphics, videos,
right.
things like that. So, but here's something kind of a moment that dawned on one or both of us at one point, you know, several, like I said, it's probably been a couple years back. Well, who is watching, for example, let's talk about our short films because we love our short films.
We love
doing that.
Yep.
Who's watching that? Who is the audience of that? And the answer is obviously, well, yes, the church leader, the pastor, right. But it's honestly the primary audience is the person who's sitting in the pew.
Sure.
So if a pastor, church leader decides, I want to take a video, you know, that we've made for Easter, and I want to show it and our services, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And who they're showing that to, though, is just people.
Right.
And so obviously we're making that content for people. So we thought, why do we have to, as much, we want the church to continue, yeah. We want churches to continue to use, but why do we have to limit ourselves to saying, well, the only distribution outlet we have is if a church leader happens to, you know, yes. Like what we have and then take it and show it.
Because we've said this many times, and this isn't a knock on any, you know, pastor or church leader, but just for, let's say, some odd reason, we make a good short film for Easter, Christmas, kids film, whatever it mm-hmm. is. If for some reason a church leader does not like it,
yeah.
Then, well, let's just say his church of 300 people, they'll never get to see it.
Yeah.
They may have liked to, but one person made the decision to not. So that's kind of why we've tried to say, how can we put more, I guess, viewership power
yeah.
in the hands of everyday people?
Yeah, because talking about the short film specifically,
yeah.
We put a lot of work into those.
Sure we do.
A lot of time, a lot of resource.
Yes, we do.
I'm just having memories of Bo out on the backside of the New Mexico desert, literally digging trenches. And
shout out to Jeremy Lennon time. Oh, good man. Times.
And I mean, we put a lot of work into
sure.
these.
Yeah.
And we, you know, honestly, for those talking, you know, the business side of things, the financial side of things, making money off of a film is actually a really hard thing.
It really is.
That's why, yeah. honestly, we are, when you look at the entertainment industry, that's why you're limited really to, like, the powerhouses are like the big multi-billion dollar companies.
Yes, for sure.
Because they have the power to get, you know, to produce something, make mm-hmm. it profitable until 2020.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the movie business was
and
profitable.
And then everything was just scrapped and they had to start over.
Yeah. But they, you know, they have that just simply the resource to do that. And really anybody else, not, this isn't universally true about everybody, but almost everybody else that tries to produce film that's maybe considered an independent filmmaker, which I guess would be in that category, mm-hmm. we would be,
yeah.
Is, well, they're, you know, their likeliness of actually making money off of that is not likely. You know, yeah. it's very low. So we a long time determined we aren't going to make these films with the idea that we want to, you know, make a buck, you
right.
know, as much as we would, you know, love to.
Oh, sure.
And maybe one day doors will open up for that. But
you got a mortgage. You know, I got a mortgage.
Yeah.
But that's not the goal of what we do.
Not the goal. We kind of shifted our purpose in that, which I think has, sure. as my opinion, has produced better content.
Yeah.
Because when you're not under the thumb of feeling like you have to make, you know, make a profit.
Yeah.
We've shifted our focus to say, okay, we're going to make these more to just create awareness.
Sure.
As far as from a business perspective, when you're talking about the business, we just want to create awareness about what we do.
Yeah.
And then by the numbers, hopefully enough people will see that. And, you know, one in every 10 people will actually want to, you know, pay our company to do something for their
sure.
church or
yeah.
whatever it may be.
Right.
And so we shifted that focus a long time ago. To say, you know, that's not what it's about. It's not about making a buck. It's just about, you know, like from a business perspective, creating awareness for what we do
mm-hmm.
As creators. And then, but then beyond that, we really do have a passion. So, you know, we're in a society that is like overrun by toxic media.
Oh, man.
Yes. And the election cycle recently has been great evidence of that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I thought... I don't want to talk politics, but, you know, I thought things, you know, after, you know, we all kind of thought after election night, you know, okay, well, whenever whoever the winner has decided, everybody's, you know, it's all going to end. No, it did not end.
No,
it just got
it did not.
Worse and worse and worse. And,
right.
and
well, I kind of think this, okay, even going back to, you know, a month before when, okay, New Year's Eve of 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's kind of just put off this vibe that, oh, as soon as that clock strikes 12 on midnight and it's New Year's Day, it's like everything's just going to suddenly,
yeah.
it's like, no, we yeah. got more stuff to get through. You know?
Which, exactly.
Hey, like I said, I'm usually a pretty optimistic person. You know, mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a good year because I'm choosing it to be a good year.
Yes.
But at the same time, amen. It's like there is some of the things, it's like it's not over yet.
Yeah. You know, well, so. And then think about this though. When is the last time that, you know, you turned on the news and you saw something that, you know, I guess, encouraged you. Something that was uplifting. Something that was good.
Well, let's see.
News.
I'm 30 years old, so it's been...
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how long it's been.
You know, and honestly, when's the last time, you know, you hopped on social media and didn't see some type of negative tweet or comment or something to, you know, tear you down? And, you know, so we live, like I said, in a society that's really overrun by the toxic media. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is we want to create positive content for people, for families, that fulfills the ultimate purpose of Must Increase, which is to increase the truth and inspire hope. And this is something that is just something that we've always really believed in.
Sure.
You know, is that there are obviously the content creators by and large out there are, you know, think about probably the biggest one now is honestly Netflix.
Probably.
I mean, so especially, again, we're now in a truly, like, what seems like 100% streaming, you know, way of consuming our entertainment.
Right.
But Netflix, they don't care about you.
No, they
you know?
Don't.
They,
no, they don't.
And they don't care about your values. They do care about making a buck.
They do.
They do. And I mean...
They have an agenda. I'll talk more about that later. But this is completely off topic as far as Netflix goes. You remember when Netflix came in physical DVDs?
Yeah.
Remember that? You had a little list and this one would come. You'd watch it and send it back and you get another one. Like, I mean, just to think of how far we've come to where... I mean, what Netflix offers... I mean, good or bad, it's incredible at one point, but it's, you know, we'll kind of get into the evil web of, you know, toxic media later, which we already have a little bit, but it's, there's so much of it, and we'll, actually, I got a few questions for you.
Okay, go
actually,
ahead.
I do, because when we talked about our goal is we're going to provide education, especially when we get to, you know, parents and kids and things like that. So I wrote a couple things down for you. When it comes to that, if we want to teach people... There's too many people out there because we live in a world of information. But a lot of it, unfortunately, is people, okay, they just have an opinion. They're writing a blog in somebody's basement, you know, whatever. So when somebody comes across someone that actually has experience, there's more validity there, actually. So for you, for some of us maybe new here, when we're going to launch what we haven't named yet, how would you describe... Because you've been a teacher, you're a public speaker, you've had a lot of experience in this, you've consulted churches. So for someone who doesn't really know you, what is your, okay, if I'm going to listen to this guy, what experience do you have as far as I've done this?
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
No, and that's honestly great because you're right. People, they don't want to hear just somebody who gets, you know, because anybody can make a podcast nowadays.
Oh,
you know?
Anybody can write a blog, anybody can write a podcast.
I mean, it is literally, I mean, it is so easy to do any of that stuff.
Sure,
if you've got the time, you can make it happen.
Right. But you've been in this space for 10 years.
Give or take,
very close.
Yeah, I mean, it has. It's been, you know, about 10 years that I have, so I've done it in two ways. I have... done it as a volunteer, you know, for like on a volunteer basis. That's how I got started.
Yeah.
Helping with my church, volunteering, diving into helping produce, you know, like I said, this creative content, these videos and whatnot. And then I've done it in as far as a full-time employee. I worked at a church for a time, about four years, I guess is how long I worked there. And there I was media director, but I also had the opportunity to do a lot of teaching. And fortunately, you know, on the faith side of things, I actually got to do a lot of learning about the Bible, about scripture. And a side note, I don't anticipate our audience being, solely those who are Christians, but obviously I think we're going to reach a lot of people who our faith is a big part of their life, like it is with me. But, but in that process, I got to learn the scriptures, because when you have to teach it, you're kind of forced to learn it. And so, you know, I was able to learn the truth of scripture and then, you know, be able to, man, we can really, you know, pull that truth out and really highlight some really awesome things by putting it into the form of film. So then when I branched out on my own, that's when we started making, I mean, that's really when my, in terms of production really took off. You know, we've produced, I think it's over 10 short films now that, and you've been involved with every one of those, that we've produced, over since, we started, since Must Increase was founded back in 2016. And so, and I'm a writer, a director, you know, I'm the kind of the storyteller behind all of that.
Right.
And then for all these years now, how long have we been podcasting now and putting content out in that way?
Ooh.
I mean, probably three years. I was gonna say, I think it's been three. I think okay. we started it. I can't remember, but I think it's been about three.
Okay.
I think it's been about 3 years.
That's about right.
So every week, you know, we're getting on here, we're talking, right. doing some type of teaching.
And we do a pretty good job at researching our content. We really do. We've always done a good job with that because there, once again, I'm a big podcast guy. You're a podcast guy. There's things where you give, hey, I'm going to give something a listen. I've never heard this before. I'm going to give it a try. And whether it's one person or two, whatever, they just kind of talk, mm-hmm. but they give absolutely nothing behind what they're saying.
Yeah.
And once again, I'm all about freedom of speech, which is something that's going away.
Yeah.
You know, we won't get on that. So, but that's just something you're good at. You're a good teacher. You're a good researcher, and you've been in that space for a while. That's just something. That's just good. You know, credit to you. So you have some validity for whoever's out there. You've done it. You've been there, and we're obviously going forward with it.
Yeah,
so.
And you know, like I said, at this point, we've got, you know, hundreds of videos on our YouTube channel. We've got several podcast episodes. Like I said, we've got these at least 10 of these short films. So we've produced a good bit of content,
right.
and of different kinds, narrative films, yep. like I said, teaching through the form of a podcast.
Right.
That's what. And again, you can go and you can watch your stuff and you can nitpick mm-hmm. it. You know, right. I nitpick it all the time.
Oh, sure.
I'm like, oh, man, we definitely do better there and whatever.
Definitely do that.
But the truth is this, is when it comes to our short films specifically, yeah. Like you said earlier, we work hard on these
mm-hmm.
And we have – our resources are so limited, you know, and that's the thing is the more people we connect with, the more our network is going to expand, the more resources we'll have access to.
Right.
And that content is only going to get better. And like I said, getting back to what I was saying about Netflix,
mm-hmm.
Netflix, like I said, they don't really care about you.
No,
they care about their bottom line.
Yeah, they do.
You know,
sure.
Disney by and large doesn't really care about you. They care about your bottom line. You know, Disney tends to be a little more family oriented, but they still have this agenda that a lot of people really, if you really realize what it was all about, you wouldn't be in on that.
I have a question about Disney later. It's not really about Disney, but it comes into play. But I'm going to get to my next question.
Okay.
In regards to media consumption, because if you live in this world today, you consume media one way or another. And most people do consider it negative. Oh, media overload, you know, kids are constantly scrolling, you know, whatever. Which is 100% true most of the time. So in your opinion, and obviously, I mean, it's normal that we've already mentioned our short films and things like that. But for you personally, you know, things that we're going to go forward to push for parents or church leaders to say, hey, what are some things in your life that you practice on a weekly, daily basis? Like I said, you're a podcast guy. Some things that you put in place to, okay, instead of... I think it's – I'm reading Atomic Habits right now by James Clear.
Oh, yeah. Great book.
And I think if it's the right book, I think where it's like, hey, if you take something out, you got to put something in,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you can't leave a blank space.
Yeah.
So let's say just a very simple, you know, somebody takes something negative out of their media consumption. They put something back in.
Yeah.
What are some things that you use, you do that say, hey, this is what balances my media consumption? Hey, it's nothing wrong with watching a Netflix show for comedy or – mm-hmm. whatever it is, but if that's all you're doing, obviously your kids, you know, whatever, not good. So how do we bring that balance of, okay, we're going to consume, but in this sense, consuming is good. It's okay mm-hmm. to do this. You know what I'm saying?
All right. We are going to continue the conversation with Bo in our next episode. And actually right now, the first three episodes of Connection Culture are live. So wherever you're listening to podcasts or if you're watching, you can find these episodes now. Moving forward, we're going to drop new episodes every week. But right now, you can listen to the first three. You can go ahead and just binge watch or listen through all of them without having to wait. So we're going to continue the conversation in the next episode. And I hope that you will stay with us. And if you haven't yet, remember, take a moment to subscribe. Well, as we have said, now is the time to let us know what you think. Your feedback right now is more valuable than ever because you can literally have a part in shaping the future of this show and the type of content we put out. So maybe we said something that or introduced a topic that you'd like us to dive into a little deeper. Maybe you have questions. Now's the time to reach out. You can do that by, if you're watching, leaving a comment here on YouTube or Facebook, or by leaving us rating and reviewing us in the Apple Store and letting us know what you think. Or if you just want to reach out to me the old-fashioned way, you can send me an email, luke@mustincrease.com. I would love to hear from you. That's luke@mustincrease.com. And just let me know what you think and what you want to hear more of. Connection Culture is a production of the Must Increase Network. It is produced by today's guest, Bo Snyder. Show notes and content are developed by Nash Mead. Executive producer and host is myself, Luke Clayton. And until next time, I want to give you something to think about. I want you to consider getting involved in creating powerful connection content. Now, how do we do that? You say, well, I'm not a movie producer. I can't do this. So that's not what I'm talking about. If you can't do it yourself, first of all, you want to be cautious on social media and all that stuff. So whatever you're going to post, be nice. But beyond that, you say, I can't do something on the big scale. Well, yeah, you can. You can get involved and you can get behind with what you believe in. For example, I've said before, one of the greatest ways that you can promote content is by sharing what you like and what you believe in. So, for example, if you believe in this content, you like what we have to say, share it, because that is having a part in creating and putting out more positive content into our culture and using the power of connection for good. Because just keep this in mind, it is so much more fulfilling to actually be a creative contributor than to simply be a constant mindless consumer. And until next time, this is Connection Culture, and I'll see you then.